At the beginning of each month, we take time to read and meditate on a psalm and connect it to Jesus Christ. And I'll do so today, looking at Psalm 105. Just as a heads up for the children, I want you to listen for a variety of different Old Testament characters, people of the Old Testament, and you might recognize as well some of the occurrences that happen, especially plagues that come on the land of Egypt. Listen as I read Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the word which He commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which He made with Abraham, and His oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, when they were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, He permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, He called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that His word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their hearts to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood and killed their fish. Their land abounded with frogs, even in the chamber of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and lice in all their territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines also and their fig trees, and splintered the trees of their territory. He spoke, and locusts came, young locusts without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. He also destroyed all the firstborn in their land, the first of all their strength. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For He remembered His holy promise and Abraham His servant. He brought out His people with joy, His chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe His statutes and keep His laws. Praise the Lord. As you listened, I imagine you heard the names of Abraham and Joseph and Moses and Aaron. Those are some of the familiar names and some of the familiar stories that this psalm tells, and tells for a very specific purpose. This psalm especially calls you to remember God's faithfulness. Verses 1 through 6 make this very clear. The psalmist, in fact, calls the people of God to remember. Remember all of God's mighty acts. And this is not just a matter of, we might say, trivial pursuit. Can you name the 10 plagues that fell on Egypt? Can you name the 12 brothers of Joseph? This isn't trivial pursuit. This has a purpose to it. The psalmist wants you to remember what has happened so that you will remember God's faithfulness. God is the one who has promised. And it is especially the promise to Abraham that this psalm is about. We connect it to the New Testament church when Paul says that you too are the children of Abraham. So this isn't just something about the Old Testament. This is something for the church in every age and for you today to remember God's promise to Abraham. The psalmist captures that promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the promise of giving a land to them, the land of Canaan. We call it the promised land. And God says that He chose Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when they were few in number. The time that God called Abraham, he didn't even have any children, and yet promised that his descendants would be as many as the sand on the seashore and stars in the heavens. God promised as well a Savior that would come from Abraham and Sarah. So you see that God protected Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He even rebuked kings, the psalm says. You might remember how Abraham went down into Egypt, and the Pharaoh said, "Wow, Sarah is a very beautiful woman. I want her for my wife." And God rebuked Pharaoh and gave Sarah back to Abraham. Why? Because he had promised. He had promised a child that would come from Abraham and Sarah. Not Abraham and somebody else. Not Sarah and somebody else, but Abraham and Sarah. God was faithful to his promise. The psalm makes a similar point in the case of Joseph. It might seem that the promised seed, the promised son, Jesus, that would come from Abraham, was in jeopardy because of a famine. The children of Jacob were in desperate states. They were starving. But God sent Joseph ahead of time into Egypt to gather food by God's command. And Joseph can say to his son, to his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, to deliver you and many people." God is faithful to his promise to Abraham. And through Moses. Again, the seed of Abraham is in dire need. They did become a numerous people, but they became slaves to Egypt and slaves to Pharaoh. And so the psalm goes on to list the mighty plagues that God used to bring them out. Water to blood, frogs, flies, lice, all the way down to the very last plague, the Passover, the angel of death that killed the firstborn. God remembered his holy promise to Abraham to bring Jacob and all of his children out of Egypt and bring them back where? To the promised land, to Canaan. So what's the significance of this? Why was it important that God would be faithful? there are three different things that I will leave you with to meditate on this psalm throughout the month. First of all, it points forward to Jesus. As I've alluded to, God's promise to Abraham was not just a piece of property. And in fact, Abraham and his children understood that it wasn't just the land, but the land stood for something more. It stood for their spiritual deliverance. And they looked forward to Jesus because of it. When God said to Abraham, "In you all the nations of the earth will be blessed," he was talking about Jesus. And their hope was that God would keep that promise. And so by faith, Abraham followed God. And by faith, he received that inheritance. And Paul says, and the Old Testament says, it was counted to him for righteousness. And so in Jesus Christ, you too have this promise of Abraham, the promise of deliverance that is secured in Jesus Christ. Secondly, it does indeed display God's grace. Abraham didn't have anything to offer God. And the psalm makes the point that Abraham and his children were few in number. They weren't a mighty nation, but God chose them. God is gracious, and our salvation rests upon Him and His mighty work. And our hope can be that it is His righteousness that we trust in. And thirdly and finally, we can say that Psalm 105 is our story too. It is our story just as much as it is the story of God bringing the Jews out of Egypt and back to the Promised Land. I like the way one commentator says it. He says that just as God brought Israel out of slavery, He has brought every believer out of sin's bondage. He has sustained us through the wilderness. He has upheld us in every trial, provided for us when we were hungry. He disciplines us even as He disciplined the Jews. He is our Father. So like this psalmist calling a forgetful people in his day, this psalm calls us to remember His mighty works, that God is faithful to His promises. We praise Him for that. I invite you to turn in your Psalters, and we'll be singing the B selection. As you can tell, it's a longer psalm, and I've chosen just one portion to sing today. Psalm 105, selection B. As your family has opportunity to, you can sing through it throughout the month, sing through the entire psalm, and remember God's faithfulness to Abraham. We'll sing Psalm 105 now and praise the Lord with that. Please stand to sing.